This week in Birds in the News, Tom Stain, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist and the U.S. Whooping Crane Coordinator, reports the wild whooping crane that had been shot in Kansas and transported to the U.S. Geological Survey Patuxent Wildlife Research Center in Laurel, Maryland for recovery died last week. The endangered bird was being treated for shotgun wounds, including a broken wing and a respiratory condition. Earlier this week, Dr. Glenn Olson, Patuxent's veterinarian, reported that the crane's respiratory problems had worsened since his arrival at Patuxent. The crane was receiving nebulization therapy, antibiotics, and oral antifungal medications. The injured crane, part of the last remaining wild flock of an endangered species that migrates annually from northern Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, was shot as he traveled through Kansas on migration south. The bird had 11 pellets in its body and a broken wing. Another male crane was shot during this incident and did not survive. The injured crane received extensive treatment at Kansas State University before being sent to Patuxent on Thursday, November 18th. The carcass will be sent to the National Forensics Laboratory in Ashland, Oregon for necropsy because the shooting of whooping cranes is still under investigation by the Fish and Wildlife Service law enforcement. Patuxent has led the recovery efforts for this endangered species since the 1960s and has unique expertise in whooping crane care. Whooping cranes, native only to North America, are a protected endangered species and the rarest of all the cranes in the world. The whooping crane that died had been a member of the last remaining wild flock, which numbers 213 birds today. There are about 440 whoopers in the world today, with about a third in captivity. With such a small number of whoopers alive in the world, the loss of each individual bird is upsetting, especially one we cared for so intensely, said Dr. John B. French, Jr., head of the crane program at Patuxent. In other news, a brand new report from the Wildlife Society, Global Climate Change and Wildlife in North America, is now available on the web. The report is 34 pages long and contains excellent graphics and climate model data in addition to other valuable information. It's linked to my own website at www.lauraerickson.com. Finally, the building managers of the New York City Fifth Avenue high-rise, where Pale Male, the celebrated red-tailed hawk, was evicted, have succumbed to public pressure and are now going to allow the bird to rebuild his nest. Of course, the New York Audubon chapter is keeping a close watch because there is concern that they may be biding their time, hoping the hawks will move on. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for a public outcry of similar magnitude about recent oil spills in Alaska and near Philadelphia. Sadly, in 2004, it's a rarer event to displace one pair of urban red-tailed hawks nesting on a building than to spill tens or hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil into the environment, outright killing a great many birds and damaging their habitat. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.